This story is how I got this podcast. First off, I found the Anchor Podcast app on the App Store, but my mom said that I couldn't have it. And she said I have to ask my dad. Yep, the two managers are in this story too. But guess what? He said that I have to wait for my mom to get home. That was crazy. She had to listen to it. It was really appropriate. I can't believe he just didn't let me do it right away. So, when you find the Anchor Podcast app, follow my steps. Never, ever, 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 ever get anything without parents' permission. Which is, well, the cover of my Bella Thoughts. And so, yes, I know some of you don't like Legos, but they're really fun. This summer, all I do is Legos. Well, I punch bean bags. Okay, so you just lay the bean bag of furniture, then yeah, go walk go crazy on it, like you're a spy or a karate champion.
Wouldn't either of those be cool?
Anyways, if you stand up like this, and you do a little pose, then you could take a picture. Could be Lego too, with moving joints and realistic styles. I know if it's like that, and it's just a Barbie doll. And I know some of you don't like Barbie dolls, but I'm in a room full of rainbows. I know. I can't just go off talking. Like that.
But I always do it.
So I have a hamster playground, a car repairing van, a tree house, a house that belongs in the forest,
which is where I am right now. As you can tell, I'm doing a fake quote, but I'm not really in the forest. I'm just listening to a waterfall, aka sink.
Really tall, really big,
with some pretty rooms, and it has a pretty balcony and a beehive, and it even comes with a horse and a bunny. Isn't that cool?
And now, we're going on break.
listen to the sweet sounds of whales. Ooh, them and see you later after this commercial. Back some awesome Lego facts. Tell me why you don't. But who wouldn't want Legos? Legos, Legos, hey. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and give me my money. Bye. Hi, Bellathos fans. Guess what? I read a book about Justin Bieber. The Justin Bieber. Justin Bieber is so cool. I think he actually has a crush on Beyonce. But I bet he doesn't now, because he already has a girlfriend. I said too much. So, if you want to read Justin Bieber, the Justin Bieber book, you should get Maya. If you're in Leesylvania Elementary, get Maya. That's a school assignment this summer, so you should get Maya for the last time. Ta-da-ta! So now, ta-da-ta! We're going to ta-da-ta! Talk about Justin Bieber. This episode's all about him. So, on this podcast, you can call Justin JB. And as you know, he's really good at singing. Most girls crush on him. They scream wearing purple. I heard instead of a traditional red carpet, used a purple carpet. And purple's Justin's favorite color. And his hairstyle's just to die for. Too bad he cut his bangs. But don't worry. You could go to his... You could sneak in his house and sniff them in the box. If you know where it is, which the book did not mention. He's real famous, and he has to do homeschool. School, but he has to do it, or else he won't get to sing. So that's enough talk about Mr. B. If you know his song, then one of his songs, then you have to sing them. You have to sing one of his songs while we go on commercial. Bye!
Did you sing one of Justin's songs for a little while? If you know it, I'm guessing you said yes, right? So now we're going to. Talk a little bit more about Justin, then we'll go on another commercial. So, if you know Beyonce, give her a hand. And if you know the B, Mr. B, give him a hand as well. Justin Bieber. Okay, so we have to go on one more break, then we'll see you and do 5 more seconds of talking about Justin Bieber. Bye! With a Justin Bieber chant. Justin, 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 Justin. Justin, 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 Justin. That might have been a little much. A teensy weensy beensy 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 much. But I don't care. Because when we're talking about Justin Bieber, we can do as many things as we want. Oh, sorry guys. Just look at the old watch. It's almost time to break off, but we're going to do one more Justin Bieber theme thing. Okay, so while I'm pausing for a little teensy second, you need to sing about Justin Bieber! Your favorite color is also purple. So maybe you're related to Justin Bieber. How cool would that be? I'm going to give you 5 seconds to imagine how cool it would be to be related to Justin Bieber. Hear him drum, trumpet, piano play all the time. I know it sounds kind of annoying, but if he's family, you'd be trapped in paparazzi with him. So I'm going to give you 5 seconds, starting now. Then send me a voice message tonight. If you said yes, then give me a tip. Remember to like, subscribe, and listen to more of my Bella Thoughts podcasts. Bye! Thank you. Hello, Bell Thoughts fans. I know it's been a long time since we've seen each other, but for this episode, POD, CAST. Sorry, critical spelling. Anyway, today's episode is about singing songs. The first song is one that I made up, or one that you've heard before. Either way, we're gonna sing it.
Star sweeper, bring me a star. Star sweeper, now and from far.
Did you repeat that? Good. Because you need to repeat it if you want to be a master song singer like me. My voice is really good. So, you need to really practice doing this, okay? So, I think you'll understand this song that I made up.
1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Follow, follow, follow me. I am sad when I am sad, I'm all alone. When I am glad, when I am glad, I'm on the phone. When I hear your bell ringing, I always come singing to you. Ooh, ooh. Come into my heart now, if you wanna hear me sing. But if you know where you're going, then you know where you're singing now. You're singing to yourself. Self.
So how was that? I don't think you can copy that because it had a lot of words in it. Or just some that you can run out of breath singing. So it may not sound on point or on key. I don't want to be rude, but that happens when you lose breath. In the lots of theme songs, you have to take a big breath. And in theme songs, they don't take any big breath. So you don't actually hear it when they sing it. Try to say shine for 5 seconds. Did you do it? And did you run out of breath? Let me know when you send me a voice link, okay? Did you send me a voice link? Because if you did, I really need it. I never hear from the listeners, and I don't know why. But I know you guys don't mean any harm, don't you? Anyways, I know you guys don't mean any harm, and I know you guys are too nice for trash talking me on my podcast and not wanting to tell me about it. But you're cool. You are the only listeners. Beep, boop, beep, beep. Call me when we're taking on break. Bam, what? You dig? Hello, hello!
And we're back with some funky news. Remember that last podcast about... about Mr. Bieber?
And if you were listening, remember to get his bangs. Maybe you can smell his hair.
Remember not to leave any evidence, fingerprints, on any of his items.
Even if he does have a nice smell.
I'm warning you, don't, or he'll call security.
Anyway,
if you know one of Justin Bieber's songs, I'll give you 10 seconds to sing one a little while. Got it? Okay, I'm gonna leave you somewhere, but remember, don't, I'm repeating, don't come back until I say so. You dig? One sec. Now do you dig?
Sorry, guys, that was just my manager.
Or one of them, at least. So, I know all of you hate this stinky coronavirus. And you have to stay home every single second until every single day until the coronavirus is over. Preborn, huh? So I'm gonna sing a song that'll make Corona fun for Yona. We're having fun in the corona time. Uh-oh. At least we're having fun in corona times. You may want to lay down and sleep all day, 'cause you don't have anything to do. You can go to school even though I want to ask you something. Just wear a blouse. At least it's fun for you and me. We're never gonna end this, you see.
friends.
What? I have two managers in the building today. I'm gonna show you one another time, but first I'm gonna show you the first one. Say hi.
Hi.
She's my mom and my manager. She's a momager. I'm not gonna show you my dadager because he's busy right now. So, what are you doing today?
Well, right now I'm making a Bella basket for a customer.
She loves making baskets for customers. And she's friends with my friend down the block. Now tell us some of your hobbies, please.
Shopping, decorating, working in the yard.
She doesn't do the last one much.
The flowers in the yard I do. Doing my Bella baskets, selling Mary Kay, and my paparazzi jewelry.
She's making a lot of cha-ching money around here. Do you smell that? It smells like richness. I was just being a little funny with the noggin. Now, I'm gonna give you 5 seconds to link a question for Miss Bell for your own Bella Thoughts question. Remember, it doesn't matter if you're tongue-tied or tongue-twisted, just matters if you have a question. If you don't, then don't send a link. You can if you have a question not related to her or, you know. Bye. See you in 5 seconds. We're back. Did you send the link? If you said yes, that's great. And if you said no, do it now. So, Miss Bell, where do you go most of the time?
Lately, I've been just at home.
Because the corona. Boo, boo, corona.
Yes. Trying to stay safe and healthy and keep my family well.
What church does she go to? Am I right? Anyway, before we get off topic, I want you to send another link asking the question I just asked. What church does she go to? I'm going to give you 5 seconds to link that question in. We are back. Did you link the question? If you didn't, that's okay. And if you did, what? That's great! So, Miss Bell, what do most people order for your baskets, which you're making right now, and what supplies do you use? Am I right?
Well, most people order baskets for birthdays, for Christmas, for Valentine's Day. A lot of people order baskets on Easter. And pretty much, it just depends on what they want in their basket. But I always use a basket or a decorative box. And I put in their supplies. Mary Kay, paparazzi, some other things that they may need. I just customize it to their needs to make it special for their special person.
But here's a big question that I know every one of us is thinking. What do you put in the baskets and what materials do you use?
I use baskets, I use boxes, I use bows, and I put things in the basket that the customer may like or want for their special person.
Like what?
Mary Kay, cologne, candles, devotionals. It just depends on what the customer wants.
And what if someone doesn't order a basket, they just order one simple item?
Well, that's fine. I always wrap it, bag it, make it look special.
I know all of us want you to wrap in bubble wrap. We all love that stuff.
Well, I use bubble wrap a lot when I'm shipping it to different places.
I just found a box that you use. So, what size boxes do you use?
It just depends on what size basket I'm doing. I use larger boxes for the bigger baskets. I use smaller boxes for smaller items.
Well, I'm going to give you 5 seconds to send me a link of what you would want from Miss Belle over here if you knew her or if you could order something from her. Okay. Send me the link. So, I have another question. What do you use to make them all fancy and matching?
I use decorative shred. I make sure that the bows kind of match the shred.
What if you don't use bows?
Then I use ribbon.
You use ribbon and?
Bows.
Fair play. So, I have another question. What store do you get the baskets that you put all the things in?
Well, I order them from various places. Amazon. I also get them from Michael's, Five Below. Just depends
on which store, what thingamajig has them?
Pretty much.
Okay. So we'll be right back on this break. Try not to hear the pitter-patter of her supplies, okay? We're back. So now, I'm going to ask Miss Belle over here another really, really, really hard to understand question. Isn't it stranger danger if someone knows about you and calls you and you don't know them?
Sometimes I have customers that refer other customers, but pretty much, when you have a business though, sometimes you get people that you don't know. So that's kind of expected. Just have to be careful.
What would you do if the person who ordered one of your baskets or something on your... jewelry or Mary Kay who was wearing everything black with a gun? Would you call the police or give them
all your mare pay and your all of your jewelry.
Are you Santa Claus to get off?
And
well, of course we pray that that doesn't happen, but I mean, you never know. You just try to keep your customers and your clientele
safe?
Yes, thank you.
I've been told I have a natural sense of reading sentences. Okay, that's not true. I just had a look.
Well, you're very smart, Brio. You're a smart
thank
girl.
You, Momager. So, if you were to say a very young child called you, would you be surprised or willing to help?
I would try, but if a young child called, I'm going to have to get more information.
What if the young child was in trouble and he was just calling random numbers to ask for help?
And I would try to direct them and get assistance for them to help their situation.
Yes, yes, I know. I know momagers would normally do that. But if you were delivering a snow globe and you were delivering it to a very mean, rich person on a really cranky neighborhood full of senior citizens, and there was a young child crossing the street, not looking both ways, and the car's coming, what would you do? Would you deliver the package, or would you help the child?
Help the child, of course.
But everybody knows that pick, so what if you were late to deliver the package?
I would just have to be late because saving a life and helping a child is more important. And I'm sure that my customer would understand that.
That's what I thought.
We're on another momager break. See you back in 10 seconds.
Let me guess. Two caps, peppermints, a birthday wand, some snacks, chocolate, and other woobity-diggies. Am I right?
Yes, you just forgot the body set, but you covered everything else.
I was told I'm a no body set covered girl. That's not true. I bathe once in a while. All the time. Sorry. Just got a little tongue-tied with the situation over here. So, I think me and my listeners have another question for you. Totally different countries. What would you do? Deliver the first one to a lady called Jennifer in North Carolina, and would you deliver it to the cranky rich fellow, Nicole, in
It depends on who's closer and who ordered first.
So, if you would have picked number one or number two, who would it be?
Well, most of the time I don't deliver, I ship. Our customers pick up their merchandise.
Sorry for interrupting your question, but how long does it take to get from the post office and back? Is it really hard because you have to get all the baskets you made inside the car from your big workshop?
Sometimes it is. I have to make several trips, but it always works out.
Sorry for the long wait, but this episode has to be over on the condition my mom still needs to finish her baskets. See you next time. And next time, I'm going to be introducing you to my dad slash. I hope you enjoyed Bella Thoughts. Bye! What's up, Bella Thought fans? Do you wonder why I'm being so quiet? Well, my dad's sleeping and he has a mouth problem. So, this podcast is about back to school. If you have school supplies and you're doing virtual school right away, that's okay. But if you aren't doing school, I want to see a voice link. And yes, I'm 7, so I have more confidence other than when I was 6. You know, happy birthday to me. So I'm going to give you 5 seconds to do a voice link to me about your favorite part of back to school. While I'm waiting, you can listen to my father snoring. Sounds like you've had a nightmare. Now, if you send that voice link, that's teaching okay for me. But if you didn't, that's fine as well. So, you can tell me or voice link me what your favorite part of school is. My favorite part is meeting new friends and participating with lots of subjects. What's your favorite part? I know I asked that 3 times, but it's worth it. So, if you're not going back to school, how many fun games or shows or activities you've done, watched, or played? I'm gonna give you 2 seconds to voice link me about it. Sorry, I forgot you were sleeping. Now, I'm going to ask you a question and you have to voice link me about it. Just to make sure you're ready for school if you haven't gone to school yet. What's 10 times 3? 1 second. Did you get the answer? If you did, voice link me. If you didn't, I'll give you a few more seconds to figure it out. Gone.
Okay, a few seconds up. Did you get it? If you did, that's great. If you didn't, that's fine as well. Next question. What is the day after Tuesday? Time's up. Did you get the answer? I'm taking that snore as a yes. Now, yes, I'm 7 years old and I know this stuff because now I'm in second grade and because I've done really well in school, you can, I repeat, definitely can come and see everything that I own. Of course, it's going to be chained up, so don't go past the red chain and don't go past whatever we're going to use to replace the red chain, okay? It's going to be like a me and my family museum. Can't go any further than right near the door. Because my dad will be sleeping in his bed in the museum. Of course, I won't tell you where I live or my personal business. You have to figure that out, okay? Now, we're going to take a moment of silence. So, you can do whatever you want. Tell me in the flag, what would you like to do for your free time the most? Play video games, watch TV, or play a game with your family? Up, did you pick? If you did, you put it in the waste. If you didn't, you can just wait till the end of the podcast to send a voice link. Now use your voice for my next podcast. Yes, now that I'm 7, I have more confidence in this podcast. But now I have 10 confidence muscles in my body. So, I'm going to ask you one last question and then we're on break, okay? You can listen to my dad. If you had 10 dogs and 2 dogs ran away, how many dogs would you have left? Got the correct answer, cha-ching for you. But if you didn't, that's still cha-ching for you. Because I know some of you might be younger, older, I don't know. But at least you're trying. If you're using your fingers, that's fine. It's not cheating, okay? So we're going to break in a little. 5 minutes. So let's just get with your basic schooly stuff. What? I don't know about school that much. I don't know what you do in school. Okay? I wish I could have done this in a quieter room. I don't. But my dad snores so loud. Tell me, does your dad snore loudly or quietly? Let me know in the flag. Flag added. So, now, what do you want to do? Tell me what you want to do today in the afternoon. Do you want to play with your family? Do you want to kick a ball around? Do you want to just sit inside watching your tablet or phone? Flag added. So, if you heard what options you have, you can go to the flag and then you could figure out which one you would do the most.
watch your tablet or phone or the TV, kick a ball around, or play with your family. I would do two. Play with my family and watch my tablet or the TV. But now I'm 7 and I'm in 2nd grade, so I need to get a phone. Keep this between you and me. So, it's on break. Sorry, but you have to listen to him. I have to get out of here. See ya. Now, what have you been doing while I was gone? Were you looking at my home address? If you were, tell me in the voice loop, because I'm always watching you. So now, what activity would you like to do next? Would you like to tell me with a voice link? Would you like to text me? Or would you like to sing it right in front of this podcast? Everybody listening in the United States of America. So, did you pick? I bet you didn't sing in my podcast because then I couldn't hear you. But if you did sing, you sung beautifully. Now, for these new thing that I'm doing, morning announcements, because now I'm doing my podcasts every morning. Cool, right? So you could have all the time you need in the world to find a podcast just for you. So I'm going to give you a little while to figure that question out while I cover my ears. Time up. So, what you been doing? She needs to think if I should play Roblox straight away or if I should just wait for her opinion. In this house, we have to earn things and wait for them to arrive or not to arrive. That is the question. So, this is the end of our podcast. My mom's up, so give you one more chance to tell me what your favorite subject is in back to school. But if you haven't done back to school yet, that's fine. You can just tell me what your favorite activity or thing to do in your house while you wait. Is it play a video game, watch TV, or play a game, or kick a ball around? You pick, not me. If you have trouble, just listen to my podcast again, or just go back a few so you can hear the options. But you can hear the options in the flag, I'm sure. Okay, bye. Thank you.
hello, Bella Thoughts fans.
I'm back with another great podcast idea. So, have any ideas for your own podcast from my Make Your Own Podcast video?
I'm taking that silence as a yes. So now, I'm going to ask you important questions that you did over your weekend. So, give you a second. Is it either play video games with your parents, friends, or somebody you know? Or is it make your own YouTube video? Or is it bribe someone for doing your chores last summer? Did you pick yet? I'm guessing you did. So this is a very short podcast. I'm sorry, Bella Thoughts fans, but I have to go. This is my cue to leave. Bella, out and in. Hey, everyone. Sadly, this is the last Bella Thoughts podcast we are going to do. I was really hoping for more Bella Thoughts podcasts, but I will make sure there's another podcast that's new. How would you like that, huh? I bet you would. So, see ya. It's dark. Bye.